Joining me now is Sam, and we're headed toward our interview at 7:30, about 7:35, with Roger Stone, and then 8:05, Wayne Allen Root, and then Dr. Artis. And so now we're going to be joined by Sam from over in Australia. Sam, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate your being back here on the Lindell Report and Brandon House Live, not on Lindell TV and Brandon House Live. Welcome back, Sam.
Thank you, Brandon.
Good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you too. Yeah, we have some news updated from Australia, especially for the Northern Territory. I actually have sent you a few clips. Maybe you would like to play it to our audience to see what is happening right now here.
Is this the video of where they're pleading for help?
Yes. All right, and also the other one, the police station. I think the police went into, I think there's another one, is the police actually accused, tried to walk into to a single Aboriginal man and try to give him 30 minutes to leave the land.
Oh, wow. Okay, I need to send this one over to Logan because this is a newer one. So it's coming in so fast with you, Sam. I get text from Sam because, of course, Sam and I are in different time zones because he's in Australia and I'm in the Memphis, Tennessee area. But Sam is constantly studying this and sending me stuff at all hours of the day and night because it is moving so fast. I just sent you another video, Logan, that he's talking about now, but let me know if you're ready for the video, the first video he's called on. You ready for that one, Logan? All right, he's about to have it. Yeah, this one here is from Facebook, and again, Sam is in Australia. Maybe Sam, but while Logan's still grabbing both these videos, go ahead and give us a report, and then we'll come back to the videos. Give us a report what's going on.
So Northern Territory Aboriginal, especially the Aboriginal area, the military has moved in to assist the police to force, I would say, in my way, is intimidate the Aboriginal people in Northern Territory.
This would be the Aborigine people or Aborigine people, however you say it. This is the people that I think in the past were actually hunted, were they not?
Correct. That's right. When the white people come to Australia, the Aboriginal people are already here, and they actually went to hunt them, and so they are the original Australian in Australia.
And I don't know if you agree with me or not. Yeah. I mean, I won't get into an argument with you tonight about. And there may not be an argument with you and me on this. I don't know, but the point is, the teaching of evolution had a lot to do with treating those people that way. Darwinian evolution, the teaching of evolution, and people evolving from lower animals into humans, that had a lot to do with treating the people and hunting these human beings like animals. And that's just a side note of the consequences of that worldview. But anyway, continue, Sam.
Yeah, and also the other thing is the chief minister, Michael Gunner. I actually sent you a few link of the article as well. He's actually connected with, I think they have signed it with China, and I believe they are connected with the China CCP, Chinese Communist Party. So and there's a lot of photo on the website proving that he's actually was in China, taking photo with a bunch of Chinese, and even in one of the website is mentioned that I think he connected with one of the secretary committee of the party as well. So
and that fits with what you were saying in a past program here, is that China is taking off over Australia, correct?
Correct.
Let's go to that first video, Logan. You still got to grab it.
Jimba, some of you know me as David. I'm a descendant of the Luritja Wombaya people in Central Desert. I also descend from the Scottish and Irish tribes of Europe. We are part of the original Sovereign Tribal Federation. We are part of the community. We are part of the people. And we're standing here united to make an international call for assistance. We need international attention focused on what's happening here in our communities. We have the Northern Territory government force vaccinating our people, pressuring them, using military, using foreign military, foreign police officers, and local military and local police officers to pressure our people into taking this bioweapon. They are not informing the people. They are lining them up. They are pressuring them. They are telling them they can't eat in the shops, they can't leave the community, they can't go shopping elsewhere. Those who are being forced, those who are fleeing to get food or fleeing from this forced vaccination, are actually being fined $5,000 for leaving the community. So this is martial law. This is a war crime. This is a crime against humanity. And everything that has been implemented against humanity has been trialed and practiced on the tribal people of this continent. We are the guinea pigs. We are the dry run for everything. What they are doing in our community right now, do not think because you live in major cities that you are void of it. This is a dry run for the rest of the country and the rest of the world. They're trialing it on us. They tried the basic card, okay? Your universal income, non-cash card. Everything gets tried on us. The New World Order agenda, everything has been trialed and practiced on the sovereign tribal people of this continent. What they are doing now is they are forcing this genocidal weapon onto us through coercion, through force, through pressure, through the relief of getting a feed or food or getting money. They are pressuring us in every way, and now they are going in with the military. They are locking down entire communities. They are not letting people in or out. They are protecting their crime by shutting everybody out, and they are pressuring and forcing our people to take this bioweapon. Our people are scared. Our people are frightened. Our people are terrorized out there. Okay, this is torture. Do not be mistaken. This is torture. And we are calling out for the international community to bring this to the attention of the world. Candace Owen, she called it out. She called on the US. Why isn't the US military intervening here when they went into Iraq and Afghanistan over lies? Well, we're not lying to you. We're the people on the ground. We are the people watching our people die from this bioweapon. This is truth. This is reality. Do not ignore this cry. Do not ignore this call out. Please, we're asking the international community to please raise the awareness around the world and bring support. We need to pressure this government and the Northern Territory government and Michael Gunner, who is pushing this mandate with the police, with the military. This is genocide against the oldest living culture on the planet. This is wiping out the oldest living culture on the planet, who you're a part of. Our culture is your culture. Our law is your law. We hold all seven DNAs. When we are gone, the reminder of who we all are to humanity in this planet is gone. So we need you to stand up, show some courage, show some honour, come forward and help us stop this genocide against our people. Because our people are suffering, our children are suffering, and like my sister said, when the elders are gone, when the parents are gone, what are the children going to have? Nothing. They're going to be removed off the land. This is a land grab. This has got nothing to do with health. This is a land grab, and they are using this bioweapon to wipe us out, to get rid of the bloodline, to take over the land. They've stuffed down south. They want the resources. They want the water. This is a land grab. They're coming for everything. They're going to kill us, and they're going to wipe out 15 million Australian people to get us in the process. So wake up, Australia. Wake up, world. Come to our aid. Stand up. Expose the criminal genocide that we are being subjected to now, and end this now. Or you're going to lose the oldest living culture on the planet. And if we all sit by idly and we don't do anything about this, we're all complicit. So come forward, please. Our people are dying. Right now in Darwin, we have two large apartment blocks. Okay, they are Housing Commission blocks. Everybody has been told in those blocks, if you do not get the vaccine, you must leave now. So they are stopping our people from the communities coming into town. They are now kicking our people out of Housing Commission houses because they won't get the vaccination and making them homeless in the city. When they have nowhere to go and they start to act up, they're going to imprison them. Okay? So they're using this to get us out of the scene, to wipe us out and to take us out. This is not a joke. This is a serious call out to the world. And we are asking you, as the sovereign, original sovereign tribal people of this land, the ordinary executives and the heads of state, we are asking the world to please come and help us. Please pay attention to what's happening and expose this tyranny and this genocide before we die and lose it all.
Oh, wow. That is heartbreaking, and he is so well spoken. Sam, I got to get you back on tomorrow night if I can for an update. We're pressed for time, but I don't know if you can help me track down that gentleman. If you have any way in your country to track him down, I'd love to have him on. Very well spoken. Sam, I noticed he mentions Candace Owen. You know, clearly they are wanting America to raise this matter to the international community. They see America as one of their only hopes for survival for your nation. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I think America has the I think in for the whole world, America, everyone is looking into America right now. If American fall, the whole world is going to fall. So you guys have to stand strong and stand firm for the world. So we are actually looking for your for what's happening in the United States right now. But at the same time, you guys have to look into Australia, because we are, I believe we are the, we can see that we are the pilot trial by the New World Order.
Who is Chief Minister Michael Gunner? Who is that?
Which is the, he is the one Chief Minister of the New Territory. So those guys, the video, you just look at the people
show that,
who is...
Show this,
they are, yeah, so the video you just played, mm-hmm, is those people live in New North Territory. And this Michael Gunner is the Chief Minister of North Territory. So this is a link between what is happening in North Territory. From what I can see, is this is the one ordering the military go into the, Michael Gunner is the one calling the military go into forcing the jab onto the Aboriginal who is living in the North Territory.
And of course, this article right here, Logan, if you want to show it, reports to show a connection between the Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, and the Chinese Communist Party, correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right, we have another video. Do you have that before we go to Roger Stone, Logan? Do you have the next video? All right, let's go to the next video that Sam sent us tonight.
Your jurisdiction, you're not allowed to make laws for another state. That's why we're not in your constitution. We're not in your constitution, so how can you come here and turn up and say this is your land? It's not your land. Okay? It's not your land. We're not in your constitution. That's why Julia Gillard, in 2013, wanted to recognise it was in your system.
My name is Marcus Sang. I am acting as an agent of the Department of Transport and Main Roads, TMR, who are the lawful owners of the land that you are now occupying.
They are not lawful.
You are,
they're illegal.
Unlawfully
private corporation.
Land. I advise
we
you
have
are
the
not
rights.
Permitted to be on
the
this
rights.
Land. And the state of Queensland
has a corporation has no rights. A corporation has no
rights. We'll stop that right there.
Rights.
Sam, can you explain what's going on there, Sam?
As I mentioned to you, that this is what's happening, right? The police and the military is under the instruction by the, I think is do a bit more research, is instruction of the Northern Territory Chief Minister of Michael Gunner to go in to enforce the vaccination. So that is what's happening, and they're actually getting the Aboriginal, they're giving time, I think it's 30 minutes time to get them out of the land, but that is belong to them. And because Australia is under constitutional law, and we have a bit of a history going on right now, people is trying to prove that the government has hijacked the constitutional right of Australian. And that is what the Aboriginal fighting for his right and his land, that the illegal, from his eye, that is the illegal government and the illegal force go in to kick him out from his land.
Let's go back to this screenshot, this article you provided to us. Quote, it's a sophisticated operation. This is what this article cites a professor is saying. Professor Fing said, friendship, I don't know why it keeps doing that to me. Quit. I was trying to make it go a little bit bigger so people could read it, but where did that part go? Anyway, he was saying that this is part of a sophisticated relationship with China. So you want to speak to this issue?
Yeah, so if you see if you can find that place, if you do a keyword search of...
sophisticated.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, there it is. So, it's a sophisticated operation. Professor Fing said, quote, friendship is usually the first step to co-opt or recruit fellow travelers in the CCP United Front operation, end quote. The secretary over Mr. McGunner's signature of the secrecy over Mr. McGunner's signature of the agreement is typical of how Chinese state officials conduct their business, Professor Fing added. Quote, the United Front operation is by nature secret activities, covert activities, end quote. A photo of Mr. Gunner, which appears to be taken after the signing of the agreement with the Chinese official shows only NT public servants and the Chinese officials were present, including Department of Business CEO Sean DeBrunch. So is this NT Independent, is this a paper over in Australia? Is that what this is?
Yeah, this is one of the website. It's not a mainstream website, but it's one of the alternative website. You can look into the detail of. They will monitor their own government to see what is happening right now. But clearly, you can see Michael Gunner has some connectivity with CCP and has signed deal with them. Although we don't know what is the detail of the deal. We can all link up a lot of the connectivity, like what is happening right now. Everything seems like to have CCP behind it, because that is this politician definitely have connection with the CCP.
All right, before we let you go, let me show you this quick video. Logan, I'm going to come to my screen and my audio. Here we go. You got my audio, Logan? Logan, do you have that audio?
No.
You don't have audio? Okay, I don't know what's going on there. It should have audio on Rumble, but... Nope, all right. Anyway, what this is, we'll try to get this in here. Australian MP calls on citizens' revolt, compares leaders to Hitler and Stalin. This is an Australian MP.
This is correct. I think at the moment, a lot of the Australia has standing up right now. They...
Yep, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so a lot of the Australians is now waking up what is happening in the government, and a lot of politicians has been, in our eyes, they are corrupted, and they are not for us. They are doing a lot of things that is quite evil in our eyes, and Australia is standing up. I believe we have more, every day there is more and more people waking up, and especially now there's a new variant of the virus, coming to Australia. They tried to impose the restriction again using the new variants of the virus.
Using the new variant to put more restrictions on you guys and do more lockdowns. They're talking about doing that. We'll get into that with Dr. Artis later tonight in the show, that Fauci's saying he has not ruled out new lockdowns right here in America. So you're experiencing the same thing but they're going to use it to crack down even more on you guys.
Yes, for the travel restriction, they already imposed the new travel restriction because of the new variant virus. And we can foresee that the government is going to impose more restriction onto us using this new variant virus as an excuse. As we all know that the death rate is not that high for the COVID-19 into 2020. And we need to stand up. Australia need to stand up to fight the government.
Absolutely. All right, Sam, keep me posted. We'll get you back, collect some more stories. We'll see if we can get a report from you, another one from you tomorrow night, if not Wednesday night. The videos are excellent. We'll also try to get the audio on this speech by the Australian Prime Minister, or MP, calling for citizens to revolt, compares leaders to Hitler and Stalin. We'll try to play that a little bit later in the show, get the audio fixed. Sam, thank you for what you're doing. See if you can get me in touch with that gentleman that was speaking earlier who's so articulate. I'd love to get him on by Skype.
We'll do. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. That's Sam reporting tonight out of Australia live.